The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live today. A little cool outside relative to what the weather looks like, but I think it's pretty actually nice. Go for a walk later. But if you go now, you know, take me with you. I need the exercise and you need to listen to what I have to say today. You know, we're at the end of the year. We're coming up. We have about 20 days left and then we're going to have to, you know, reset. We actually should be resetting. Do you know that I actually set my goals, the things that I want to achieve for the next year, somewhere around October. So having said that, I'm just kind of, you know, one of these overachievers and like to do things differently. I want to talk to you about a basic concept today. We had many of you in the office last week, and we did a program on melatonin and concussion, brain injury, what happens, the disruption of certain biochemistries and neurochemistries, the fact that you can't sleep well is just part of the puzzle. Immunological responses is something else. The body's ability to recover, repair itself is really tied into the whole aspect of what your neurological health from your brain on down is all about. But, you know, I want to take a step backwards. Over the last 45 years, coming up on 46 years of practice, you know, I've sought to help people from every walk of life. And I've had that opportunity. I've had that privilege. The honor of people reaching out and touching me and saying, hey, listen, you know, can you help us? Either, you know, come over and give us a lecture and so forth. And by the way, and just as an aside, coming, starting the first of the year, if you would like any presentations to be done on natural integrative therapeutics for your organizations, for your churches, for your clubs and so forth, reach out to the Rozelle Center for Healing. Get a hold of Sybil or Dareth. Let them know that you want to make that happen, and I personally will make that happen for you. So here's the deal. You know, I've tried to live my own life, you know, through the daily applications of something called the triad of health. And what does that really mean? That means looking at the paradigm of what really takes place in the body in the state of maximization and optimization, or in the state of depletion and degradation and disease and illness and so forth. So we have to understand that we have control. You do have control of your own health. And if you don't take control of it, somebody else is going to take control of it for you. And we've kind of learned that over the last couple, 2.5, almost 3 years now, that there's other elements at work that we have to make sure that we optimize our own body and facilitate everything that we can about ourselves as best as we possibly can. So we look at the integration of exercise and diet and emotional well-being. And I've paid attention to that on a day-to-day basis for many years. And that's what's helped me achieve what I have looked for in my own health. You know, some of you see me kind of lipping around because of a bad hip, but I broke that down because of a life well lived, as I kiddingly say about that, with playing Division I ball and jumping out of airplanes and skiing down mountains that most people wouldn't, and exercising and pushing and pushing and pushing. Well, it activates some other pieces of the puzzle, but I'm on that repair cycle. I've had so many people say, hey, when are you going to stop? I said, well, there's plenty of time to stop when I'm not here anymore. I had the privilege this weekend. I was traveling like a globetrotter, if you will. I was down in Florida at a regenerative medicine clinic last Friday, and there was about 35 doctors from different parts of the country. And I was amazingly impressed with some of the new innovative things that are coming out in the marketplace that most people don't know anything about. Something like, I'll do some name dropping, methylene blue. What's that all about? Well, it has a tremendous impact on microbiologicals, as well as bringing and upregulating your health by decreasing inflammatory responses. But that's just one of the pieces. We're there. I came home. I did the program last Sunday. Then I was back on a plane on Monday morning. I flew out to Chicago. I lectured for about 5 hours at my alma mater at National University of Health Sciences. And I came back and I was back in the office on Wednesday, and the rest of the week has gone like a blink of an eye. So how do I get to do that, even though that I've had a couple of struggles over the last, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years? Because I've paid attention to a concept that I wrote in my book, Ageless Health, health is a do-it-yourself program. It's allowed me to maximize my own energy, my own health, my own wellness. And, you know, it is, and the index is there to prevent the infirmity, the morbidity, the potential disability that so many accept as the potential outcome of aging. I don't want to grab a hold of that. I'm not the person that's going to say, well, what do you expect for your age? Not happening. We're not going to, I'm looking at life and say, okay, you know, how many years do I have left? And, you know, maybe 30, God willing, maybe 20, who knows, someplace in there, and maybe more than that. But at the end of the day, here's the deal. If you stop, your body begins to deplete and slow down. You have to become your own captain. You have to move it along. If you stop to rest, somebody's going to pass you. And that somebody sometimes is your own capacity that you should have had moving forward. So, you know, I've spent my professional life utilizing all of these concepts to help not only myself and my family, but so many of you that I've had been the privilege and the honor to touch and to allow me to put together and share these concepts of ageless health. And I want to talk to you about that and what it really means. And, you know, if you'd like to ask me how to put it together for your own production, just call me today, right now, right here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. I really would. So as we go through and create a workbook, if you will, a workbook for ourselves, something that can guide us, a map, an opportunity. We look at this concept of the triad of health and the structural, chemical, emotional platform, how it affects body's systems, if you will, the systems of neurology, brain, spinal cord, and so forth, the systems of blood supply, the blood terrain, the things that deliver all the things that you need and sometimes bad stuff where you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, the elimination of waste, the movement of buffering elements in the spinal fluid, and then the energetic platform. We intervene in that area in acupuncture. So what we have to do is we have to decide now what it takes to optimize our health, but also what does it take to commit to change and to shift some things that we may have been addicted to. And I mean, just habits as we go through life. We have to hold ourselves to standards that are so high, that are so unwilling to shift and change, that we can take the state of resolution. See, I have this crazy thought process that as long as you're breathing, you get to repair things. That's the way the body is designed. That's the way our creator gave us that opportunity. So if we're breathing and we're moving forward, anything's possible. We can do virtually anything that we want to do. So isn't that cool? Wouldn't that be fun to really embrace that concept? Wouldn't it be amazing to understand that regardless of what happens, that we have everything that we could possibly need? So let me give you a quote from somebody who I really love and care about that's no longer with us. Man possesses a potential for recovery through the innate intelligence, your body's own capacity to move, of the human structure, us. The recovery potential with which he is endowed, God gave us, merely awaits your hand, your heart, your mind to bring potential and allow recovery to take place. This is man's natural heritage. Who said that? Well, a guy by the name of Dr. George Goodhart, who was the founder of something called a concept of applied kinesiology. And those of you who know our practice know that our approach to health is based on that. But Dr. Goodhart had an intuitiveness and insight that most people will never have. And he basically says that as long as you're present, we've got stuff going on. As long as you're present, you can begin to turn anything around. At any moment, the decisions you make can change the course of your life forever. So you're stuck and you go through all this oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then all of a sudden you decide to change something. It changes everything. You can move forward. And we're going to talk about changes that you can make today, because I really want to get into, you know, this health is a do-it-yourself platform, this opportunity, a workbook, if you will, that you can take and run with. So, you know, if we started out and we simply said, you know, what does it do to make that happen? How can we move forward? What is it about us that really can solve any problem? So first you have to entertain this. What is the first step in changing anything in your life? What is that? But we talked about it a second ago. It's a decision. You have to decide that you want to. And the next thing is, what two capacities must be congruent to change? Well, you got to have a target, my friends. You have to know what it is that you want to change. You know, the greatest obstacle to change is the idea that what? That we can't, or we're too old, or we don't have the resources. But remember what I said, as long as you're breathing, you can. And so we want to make sure that you have that opportunity. No one else in my family has ever done that. Have you heard that before? You know, what do you expect for your age? You know, it's all in your head. You got to take these pills. That's the only thing you do. Or, you know, you have to go get the vaccine, right? You have to make sure that you're among the boosted. Well, there's a lot of negative mantras that are going on in your head. You're constantly talking to yourself. And if you don't educate yourself, somebody else is going to educate you. And the second part of the program, I want to get in. I want to talk about specific situations, specific conditions, what you can do to handle some of these things simply, very easily. There are people right now that are dying. They're dropping dead for a lot of reasons. You know, they haven't taken care of themselves over the years, or they've been exposed to other problems. Is there anything that we can do to prevent that shortening of life, that we should have been allowed to grow older and have more experiences, if you will? The short answer is yes. And I want to be able to share that with you a little bit. And I want to be able to give you things that you can apply. But here's the thing. You got to decide. The root of the word decision, or to decide, means to cut off any other option. When you make a decision to change, you have to emotionally commit. What do you have to commit to? You have to commit to cutting off any other possibility. It's a must now. It's something that you have to do immediately. Cut off the opportunities of anything getting in your way. Get rid of the naysayers around you. And I promise you, I totally promise you, that if you committed your focus and you get rid of the negativity that's around and surrounding you, and you learn how to handle that, you can change virtually anything that you want. You know, for example, let me put this in. Let's say, and I'm making this up, if I don't get my weight down to 179 pounds from 225, my wife will leave me. Well, that's pretty good motivation if you love your wife, right? If you, you know, and you have to decide that basic piece before that. Or here's one. I'm starting to show signs of asthma. If I don't stop smoking, it'll become irreversible. Yep, that's true too. So we're going to deal with those. We're going to deal with respiratory. We're going to deal with some other things. But give me a call at 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you today. I want to kind of tweak your head. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. Been talking about concepts today, and that's something I want to get across to all of you. And I coined a term years ago called ageless health. And what that really means is that you have the capacity to continue an optimization of your health and expression of your health, no matter what age you are, as long as you embrace certain platforms. And we talked about the platform of neurological integrity. And, you know, in my world, we look through that, making sure that body posture and so forth is normalized, and you're exercising and stretching the way you should. And I've repeatedly told you that if you did nothing more than walk 2 miles every day, you know, put your headset and go listen to something and just walk, that you decrease the risk of dying of a disease process by 50%. That's kind of cool, right? And that's all you have to do. So when we begin to dig deep and we understand that we have control, biochemistry, anything that's outside your body, anything that's exogenous, our food's loaded with poisons. how many of you take the time to find good, clean foods, prepare them properly, or do you go as catch as may can? And you go grab things and, you know, you just want to put something in your stomach so you don't stop. But food is your fuel. You know, if you have a Mercedes or whatever high-level car that you might be driving and it needs 93 octane, if you go down to Joe's Cheap and you put in 87, guess what happens? It doesn't run so well, right? Well, neither do you. And then if you got stinking thinking and your brain says, well, I can't do this. What do I expect for my age? And start accumulating those negative aspects, you're in real trouble. So the whole idea is that we want to put ourselves in a place where we can make decisions that can move us forward. I do a program on headaches, migraines, and other types of headaches and so forth. And it's important that if you have a headache, and headaches are not normal, it's not your normal headache. You know, there was advertisements on television for years that said, you know, take this for your normal headache. Well, headaches are not normal. You shouldn't be having headaches. But now you got to distinguish them between muscle contraction headaches, which are muscular and vertebrae being out of position and they can do a lot of damage, and migraines, which, by the way, a migraine by definition is something that affects the vascularization of the brain, the blood supply of the brain. Usually they produce symptoms that are far more intense and disabling than a headache. You know, migraines usually, are due to inflammatory reactions or shifts in the skull bones, the cranial plates, and subsequently the spinal fluid motion isn't doing what it's supposed to do. Or there's a stretch or compression on the blood supply. It's called the vertebral artery that goes to the brain or even the jugular and so forth. And that can be done by bone out of position. That can be done by muscular patterns and so forth. But we could be eating the wrong things. Hormonal imbalance. The liver's not working the way it's supposed to. Allergy reactions, toxicities, whether it's incidental, meaning that you have been exposed to something that you're not aware of, or you're doing it on purpose. You know, you're drinking, you're eating, you're smoking things that you shouldn't be doing. You're putting things in your body that the body was not designed to handle. And you wonder why things take place. Well, headaches can only be treated by identifying the cause of what's really going on. But we go and we grab the Advil, we grab the Excedrin, and we grab all the other drugs and the oxycodones. And, you know, then some of us even go higher than that because we want to control that pain pattern. You know, we have nerves that we have to look at that have a feedback loop. The vagus nerve, we've talked about repetitively. The trigeminal nerve, which comes off the TMJ. The occipital nerves, you know, and others that directly or indirectly are involved in headache production. And if we can identify what it is and then direct our attention to that, guess what? We can resolve virtually anything that's going on, but you have to understand the why behind it, and you have to make a decision not to put up with it anymore. And if you're not willing to do that piece, well, you're stuck with always treating symptoms, the pain. You know, when we look at things like acupuncture and low energy light laser and ultrasound and so forth, they have a tremendous effect. Spinal adjusting, manipulation, cranial movement. Migraines can be affected by identifying the underlying problem, the liver toxicity, the spinal compression, the cervical blood flow, meaning the blood flow that goes through the neck. And if we use the right modality and we get the patient to do what they need to do, and perhaps it's a matter of cleaning their diet up. Maybe it's a matter of doing other things that have a direct input on those systems. And we can identify them. But you have to do what? You have to make a decision. You have to find out exactly what the situation is being triggered by. If you don't do that, you can't resolve the problem. So this program is going to be about, we're going to get into some very specific conditions that might be, you know, oh my God, you mean I can really take care of that when we come back after the break? But I want you to understand that you have control. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to decide. I want you to make a decision. I want you to reach out. I want you to ask, what can I do to fix this and how can I be involved in it? You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Roszell Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roszell. Have a very interesting conceptual program for you today, and one that if you have any questions about it and how it applies to you, call me, and call me right now at 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you and walk your way through it. So here's the deal. You know, if you have a problem of any kind, you're stuck with it unless you make a decision to do something differently than what you are right now. If you repeat the same thing over and over again, taking medications, doing whatever you need to get done, to dumbing the symptom, the problem's not going away. It's actually getting worse over time. You're just dealing with the symptomological representation. But if you'd like to optimize, you know, and I mean, really resolve and allow the body to heal. And remember, I said early in the program that as long as you're breathing, your cells are reproducing, you can fix virtually anything that takes place. So that's what we need to talk about. We want to find out what it is that is causing us headaches and migraines and skin rashes and pain and lethargy, you know, don't want to get up in the morning, can't sleep at night, general lack of well-being, moodiness, irritability, depression, anxiety, you know, you want to walk away from yourself. It's not fun anymore. So all these things, even things like balance, you know, as we get older, we seem to lose our ability to keep things in balance, particularly us, fine motor coordination. We end up with a little trembling. There's reasons, there's answers for that. But we seem to put up with because we go to the place of what do we expect for our age? Well, I'm getting older, so I can't concentrate quite as much. I'm getting older, so my brain's not working quite as much. I'm getting older, and that's why I got all this bloatiness and so forth. And you hear the term is that, you know, getting old is not for the weak and the unwilling. Well, guess what? I'm definitely not willing to put up with all that stuff. I don't know about you, but what can we do about all of that nonsense we just talked about? The headache that's dull, the lack of energy, the constipation, the bloating, the ED problems, you know, and they go on and on and on. Can we reverse that? The truth is absolutely we can. So we talked a little bit about toxicity. We touched upon it just a hair. I mean, we could spend 2-3 programs on that. But toxicity starts with what we allow to enter our body willingly or unwittingly. You know, sometimes, for example, my parents were hairdressers and they were exposed to all the chemistries. And back in the day, everybody smoked in the salon. Not only my parents smoked, but the patrons of the salon smoked as well. So you got to smoke whether you wanted to smoke or not. And so that has an unwitting, indirect influence relative to toxicity within your body. But how about the foods that we eat today? You know, can you say that they're really foods or are they manipulated foods? You know, most people today have a very poor diet with high exposure to toxins, you know, with leads to a host of liver problems and the like. And we need certain minerals to be able to be optimized. And we know about B complex and vitamin C's and E's and magnesium and zinc. And they're all familiar things to us, but we have to look at amino acids that are found in certain proteins. Some of us don't eat enough protein to fix anything. And you need those to get things done or things that are called antioxidants. The antioxidants are simply those things that clear and clean and allow the system to, you know, get rid of junk. So we go into toxins. The toxin is a microbiological element. Those are the bugs, right? There are metabolic byproducts. Those are the things that they shove in foods. There are drugs and chemicals, all the things that we take. You know, those 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 things that you take. I think the most was 21 or 22 drugs that a patient was on. And this guy worked for the FDA. Go figure. So when you see that toxicity going into the system, you have to understand that it's not okay. That's not normal. And subsequently, there's going to be an expression that is not normalized in the body. So it goes through the liver and we have a couple phases that the liver goes through to clear things up. But if it doesn't have the nutrient basis, it forms something called superoxide radicals or something called radical oxygen intermediaries and these metabolites and so forth. And they start doing damage. They start accumulating. The toxicity becomes huge, but it doesn't stop in the liver it gets overwhelmed and it's reabsorbed back into the body, and it begins to cause damage to the cellular responses of all different systems, whether it's the heart or the intestinal tract or even your vision and your eyesight. So, you know, what are you supposed to do about it? Well, you're supposed to understand that you have the capacity to understand these things and then take some action steps and get out of the laziness of, well, just, you know, it is what it is and I have to put up with it. And, you know, how many of you just sit all day long and don't walk at least a couple miles a day? I don't care if it's 15 minutes or all day long. You're hanging out. Your job is in front of a computer, or, you know, you're just, you're retirement. You're sitting there flipping channels all day long. Do you like the way you feel? Is it good for you to feel that way? Or, you know, are you willing to do something, make a decision to move forward? You know, this, the choices we make give rise to tremendous amount of inflammation in the body. I want you to visualize inflammation as a veil, this kind of fog that gets in front of the cells and the cellular receptors, the things that drag good things and unfortunately bad things into the cellular area. When that happens, your body breaks down. By the way, 888-630-9625 is how you find me here. And if you'd like to get a hold of me off the air, send me a note. I respond to notes that are sent to the office. Just go to rozellcare.com or drtomrozell.com. Either one, send me a note. I promise you I'll get back to you. If you have a question, you need to talk to one of the doctors that are involved in the Rozell Center, not a problem. Just call 703-698-7117 and they will get back to you very quickly. But let's get back to this, you know, over toxicity piece, this, the things that we induce toxicity with: caffeine, alcohol, fats that are over the top, trans fats, some saturated fats. There's things called organophosphates. They're pesticides. And if you guys like to play golf and you're out on a golf course, guess what you're inhaling every time you go to the golf course? You're inhaling organophosphates that have been spread on the grass to make it look so beautiful. But the problem is that these are petroleum-based chemicals that now you're bringing into your body. Pain fumes, exhaust fumes, toxicity, heavy metals. You like your tuna fish? You like your swordfish? You eat those on a regular basis. Guess what you're getting? You're getting heavy metals. You go to the dentist. Oh my God, I got to get rid of the filling. But you know, when they take the fillings out without a preliminary setup of making sure that your body's not going to reabsorb the metal from the silver fillings, you reabsorb that. And the bad that you already have is going to get worse. But the dentist is hurting themselves too if they don't have the vacuums to get rid of this stuff and so forth. You have to understand that we have sluggishness and overactivity because, you know, we like our coffee and alcohol and, you know, our liver gets overwhelmed. We're not drinking enough water. And we'll go into the degradation and breakdown. And pretty soon we can't think because we can't process. All of a sudden we're constipated and we're bloated and we're distended. And guess what the biggest organ of elimination in your body is? It's called your skin. And we start seeing these blemishes and irritability because our liver can't handle anymore. Our intestinal tract is over the top. And if we don't get those cleaned up, and then guess what happens? We get inflammation within the joints, the discs, the squeegees, if you will, the buffers within our spine, and they begin to degenerate because we're not moving and we're putting all kinds of toxins in. So you have these things, and the bottom line is you can reverse it. I've never seen anything when someone is truly committed that is not able to reverse a problem. And first, you have to stop the insult. You have to stop the garbage that's going in. Second, you have to reset the systems. You have to reset the nervous system. You have to upregulate the energy field so the body has something that it can work with. You have to make sure that the fuel going into the system is appropriate. If you do that, I promise you, you can resolve most problems. You know, we have patients with jaundice that come in. The question is, why is your skin yellow? You know, why do you have the chills and so forth? Why are you congested? Why is, you know, when I touch your liver, why does it feel sore and it's, feels swollen? You know, why do you have these headaches that go across the front of your head? You know, why is it that you have mucus that's, you know, being either spit up or evacuating the other way around? All of these things are a result of the body not working correctly, and it's not going to be fixed by taking something that will dampen the symptoms so you can tolerate it. That's what we do. We go to get something. You know, what can I do for my cold? We force the snot back into our head. We try to get our body to deal with the headache, the chills that are there by taking something. I have to take something. Instead of asking the question, what can I do to stop this from happening again? You know, the other day I was talking, you know, to a group of 40 students, as I told you early on in the program, and they asked me, you know, how have I handled all these years in practice, and why is it that I don't want to retire? Because there are people out there who are sick, and I'm doing what I do because this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to making sure that I put your finger in the pot so, you know, you can understand that you're the one that's swirling the garbage that's in there. How can we stop hurting ourselves? First of all, we have to educate ourselves, and not just by listening to one group of talking heads. If you're listening to somebody who's trying to sell a product, it's because their intention is to make money off of selling that product. If you hear somebody, take this drug for this, take this thing for this, ask the question, why? Where's the research? Can I look at it? And what does it say? And then make your own decisions accordingly. Don't take anybody's, even mine, directive without doing your homework. If you do that, if you do your homework first, and then you're convinced that there's a way of fixing this naturally without further insult and depletion and degradation, guess what? Your life is going to be a whole lot happier than where it is right now. You know, when we look at drugs, you know, that block stomach acid and secretions and so forth, they're called antihistamines and benzodiazepines and so forth. They stop the body's ability to break down toxins, to destroy bacteria in the intestinal tract. That's your first line of defense. When you're exposed to a bacterium or a virus, does that word seem to resonate with all of us these days? A virus? Your first line of defense is the amount of normal acid and mucus that your body is supposed to produce to entrap it. One of the mucous membranes in our intestinal tract and in our mouth produce something called an IgA antibody. That's your picadors. Those are the guys that go after the bulls and kind of weaken them so the matador can go and kill them later on. That's the first line of defense. But if we're putting things down and we drop that immunological reaction, guess what? We got a problem. But as we get older, because of the wear and tear, because of our neglect, because of the things that we don't do because it might be a little inconvenient to us, we begin to get sick and we start showing all kinds of symptomological presence, if you will. You know, we're swollen. Our legs are swollen. Our ankles are swollen. We notice that we're getting these knots on our fingers, or our big toe hurts. Why does a big toe hurt? Yeah, because that's where the acupuncture channel for the liver is. And if our liver is not working the way it's supposed to, the big toe's not going to feel very good. And that's a symptom of something called gout. You know, and gout's a pretty damaging element within the system. Have you ever looked at somebody's eyes and, you know, you see, you know, the eyes not looking the way they should? Most serious eye problems are due to the lack of things called antioxidants, things that break down the damaging pieces of oxidation within the system. We talked about that a little bit in the early part of the program. Many herbs, and they don't work for everybody because they can be problematic in themselves, can help clear vision. And, you know, things that are very straight up, and we won't get into because I don't want you running off to the store, but we do a lot of checking to see if it makes a difference. So when you come in, if I see you as a patient, I'm looking at your eyes, I'm looking at your skin, I'm looking at all kinds of things. You know, it's amazing how the body actually works. You know, I want to take a time and be respectful. Let's go to the phones. Diane, calling from Damascus. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi, Diane.
Hi. Oh, I just wanted to encourage people. I'm 85, and I've been to your facility. I've been going there for about a year and a half. But before that, I had an autoimmune disease that was devastating. It was just causing so many problems and infections constantly. But fortunately, my mother sent me vitamin C in a prevention magazine, and I started to experiment on my body, and I learned how to do what you were saying on the radio today. And
I want to go to Roselle.
I want to get to the root of all problems because there's just
Diane, hold on a second. I want to hold you over to the second part of the program. We're coming up to a break and I have to. So don't go away. Stay right there. I'll get right back to you after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roszell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell live as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you who are not in the area, meaning out in California and some of you overseas that listen, hey, listen, thank you very much. Spread the word. And we're here to help you and to serve you and to make sure that, you know, it's all about reversing things in as much of a natural way as we possibly can. And for those of you, as I say every week, men and women in service that are doing the work that we need to have done that allow us to do what we need to do, thank you. I'm dedicated to you, and let me know whatever it is that I can do to help you. Diane, thank you for being cooperative and helping me. Appreciate your commentary. I'm glad that you took the bull by the horn, so to speak, and you're giving yourself an extraordinary and exceptional life.
Well, I really wanted to commend you for getting to the root of problems. And I've learned how to overcome arthritis, and I have no pain, and I take no meds. Even at my age, I'm doing really well. So I'm not coming from a long distance. You know, I got 40 minutes to get there, but it's worth it because you just really do know how to find things that are wrong and fix them and tell you what to do and what supplements. It's wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Roszell.
Diane, you're a sweetheart. Thank you for your call. I appreciate that very much. You know, that's what makes me want to continue no matter what. You know, there's so many of us out there that if we just made a simple decision to decide to move in a different direction, that we could reclaim our lives and really do the things that we want to do. There's no reason you can't go play a little tennis and play some golf and go for a long hike and, you know, get involved in things and have the energy to do it with. You know, it's a matter of finding out what the triggers are, what it is that you have to fix, and really bringing yourself to a place of understanding what ageless health really means. Because ageless health is your birthright. You know, all of a sudden we're getting calls all over the place now. I don't know if I'll be able to take this one, but let's go. Alice, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm being pressured.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm being pressured into getting a tetanus shot. And I really haven't been doing vaccines at all in the last several years. And is tetanus shot really an important one to get?
So how old are you?
I am 68.
And what kind of, do you work? Are you outside? You know, and are you exposed to injury patterns and things of that sort?
I work in my garden. That's about the most dangerous thing I do, I guess.
Okay. So let me put it to you this way. And this is the best way I can do it. I'm older than you are, and there's no way that I would put a tetanus in my body unless I was working with rusty nails all day long and things of that nature. I had a tetanus shot years ago because I climbed out of the water when I was water skiing and I cut my foot on the blade of the boat. And I walked into the emergency room, and a family friend who was a surgeon, emergency room doc at that point, without my even asking, and this is way back in the day, hit me with a tetanus needle. Now, are there different ways of making sure that your body has the ability to fight things like that? Yes, there is. So all I can say, I can't advise you, but I can tell you what I would do. And if it was me, there's no way that that would ever happen. I don't get vaccines. I don't do any of that nonsense. I keep my health at a very, very high level as best I possibly can. And I'm tweaking it and so forth. So as long as you're near, if you cut yourself on a rusty something, something, and you're near a hospital, you can go in. And as long as it's acted upon at that moment in time, it can be taken care of. It would probably be more advantageous to somebody who is, well away from any kind of medical facility, might not be able to get to it, out in the middle of a war zone, things of that nature. Could it be useful? Probably. But for most of us, my opinion, again, based on, what the literature actually says, and you can look up a lot of this stuff by going to Grateful Med, I think you're going to find that is probably not necessarily appropriate. Now that the medical approach is that you have to have these things, this is what they do, and they want to put every vaccine in your system. But for myself, again, for me, it's not happening. So get online, go to Grateful Med, look up the the efficacy of it and so forth. And I think that, you can make your own decision accordingly. Those are the difficult questions, but you really have to understand where they're coming from, who's promoting them, why they're promoting them, what the reason is behind them and so forth. I have a real challenge with some of the mandates, if you will, and the force feeding on some of these things. And that's unfortunate, because they're particularly at certain age groups, and you and I are in that age group that is not necessarily appropriate. Again, Grateful Med, PubMed, you can British Journal Medicine and so forth. There's a lot of really good information out there, and we all should make ourselves available to it so we can get in and, we can really read what's being said, get a different opinion, and then decide accordingly based on our life, depends on our activities, the things that we're exposed to, where we're going in the world, and so forth and so on. We're coming up to the end of the program, and remember something. I'm committed to you. My whole basis is to make sure you have everything you need. I love you all. See you next week. Bye.